Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Talk about a career change.
I'm a recovered attorney. I practiced law for about 20 years, 17 of those at a large investment bank.
Tanya Eisenstein traded the boardroom for this. Camp Canine, an Upper West Side doggy daycare and boarding facility. Corporate law left her unfulfilled.
It was a grind. I didn't enjoy it. And finally, after about 20 years, I realized that I needed to do something I enjoyed.
So you followed your passion?
I sure did. One thing in life always makes me happy, and that is dogs. Hi, Nacho. That's my dog Nacho getting in on the act.
Nacho never leaves her side. He is a fiercely loyal Shar Pei mix. He was once an orphan in Puerto Rico.
I am the chairman of the board of a rescue organization called Animal Lighthouse Rescue. It's my joy to be involved in that.
Tanya Eisenstein is on a personal mission to rescue abandoned dogs from Puerto Rico. Following Hurricane Maria, her work is needed more than ever.
Before the hurricane, there were anywhere between 200 and maybe 500,000 stray dogs just on the island of Puerto Rico. They actually have a name for these dogs. They're called Satos. That means stray in, I guess it's Spanish, but it's specific to Puerto Rico. Since the hurricane, that number has only gone up as families abandoned their pets. They lost their own homes. They, you know, often couldn't keep their pets. But also, there's a different culture around pets down there than there is here. It's not a big spay and neuter culture. So there's a lot of unspayed, unneutered dogs reproducing all over the island. And again, it's just gotten worse since the hurricane.
That's an extraordinary number of stray animals. I mean, who does anyone try to care for them, or is it just an overwhelming problem?
I'm going to say it's both. People do try, and it is overwhelming. There are a lot of organizations like ours, some on a larger scale even, that go down there and bring dogs up to the mainland for adoption. There's also been increased focus by larger organizations like the Humane Society doing spay and neuter clinics down there. But there are definitely natives of Puerto Rico who really want to help these animals. It is just a tremendous problem, and the territory's economic problems don't help.
So the hurricane hits, and it just exacerbated the problem. So what's it like now? How many, is there an estimate even on the number of stray animals?
Right now, you know, I would need to do a little research on that, which I can do. on the one hand, it's gotten worse because there's been more abandonments. On the other hand, unfortunately, a lot of animals died in the hurricane. They just died out there.
So not just people.
Correct.
During a recent trip, she drove around for just 10 minutes and found some lonely dogs congregating in a Walmart parking lot.
The partner shelter I mentioned, it's called El Faro de los Animales. Right now, they're housing about 40 dogs. About 12 to 15 are ready to come up to the States, meaning they're healthy enough, they're socialized enough. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are needing medical care. And as I mentioned, we pulled three off the street just the weekend I was down there. So they need medical and socialization.
So it's that easy. All you had to do was just go down and drive around a little bit, and dogs are there. Just
That's correct.
Waiting to be scooped up into your arms.
That is correct.
One of them was in her arms for a good portion of this interview.
Mario is, I think he's a Chiweenie, which would be a Chihuahua Dachshund mix. He's 5 pounds currently and 5 months.
Each person on the rescue mission could take home one dog. Mario wasn't even supposed to leave.
We each had our dogs identified, but when I saw this guy down there, he did what he's doing to me right now, which he just hangs on. We found a way to bring him too. We had to buy him his very own seat. So he had his own seat on Delta to get him back here.
Lucky dog.
Yeah, very lucky dog.
But I mean, yeah, people can't see this, but he's in your lap, mm-hmm. like the sweetest little baby, mm-hmm. playing with you and just really kind of reaching out those paws and giving you a hug.
Totally. That's what...
and sniffing the microphone.
That's why I ended up taking him, because I picked him up down in the shelter and he just hung on to me. You know, I put him on me and he clung. I was like, we have to take this guy back. I can't leave him here. Wow. So we brought him. But a week ago, yesterday is when we came, he is a different dog already in a week. He was scared. He was drooling uncontrollably, shaking uncontrollably. Now, you know, he walks on the leash. He knows how to go to the bathroom outside in just a week.
In the stairwell at Camp Canine, the walls are covered with more than 200 photographs of the dogs that have been rescued so far. Eisenstein plans to keep going back.
We also are always looking for volunteers to foster dogs, take them into their homes, like I've taken Mario in, and help give them some love and transition and training until they can get to their forever home. We need people to help walk our dogs. Frequently, they stay here at camp, and we need help getting them socialized and used to the sounds of the city. There's so many ways to help. We can also help arrange trips down to Puerto Rico to work on our shelter down there and actually do the rescue work off the streets.
If you're looking for a dog, Eisenstein says, a pooch from Puerto Rico has quite a bit to offer.
One of the great things about the dogs in Puerto Rico is that they're very well socialized with other dogs. They live in packs sometimes. They're very social dogs. The other thing I like about them is that they are very different looking. They are such a blend of different dogs. You know, Nacho, who you got to meet, I'm going to guess you haven't seen a dog that looks quite like that.
No, I haven't.
And Mario, yes, you may have seen some that look similar, but yeah. Every dog, they're really a unique blend. You just get some of the most interesting looking dogs out of Puerto Rico. And the personalities, they have personalities. They haven't been, thankfully, you know, kept in a cage. They've been out fending for themselves. And there's just something about them. They have like extra heart.
On the Upper West Side, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.